I'm Dennis Rainey from Family Life Today.
And I'm Bob Lapine. You're listening to the Down Gilead Lane podcast.
Yep, we're back once again from the NRB. You know who those guys were?
Well, I know who Dennis Rainey is.
Yes, and Bob Lapine, he's sort of like the host of Family Life Today.
Okay.
Dennis Rainey is like the brains. Bob Lapine is like the jokester.
Okay, so if we were to break that down for our audience, who would Steve be? Who would Lori be? Is that
a
scary
bit of thing?
Both. Okay, because we are so well-rounded.
There you go. Anyway, but no, I think, you know, they play, you know, straight man and punchline kind of roles. But anyway,
that's cool.
That was really great to have them. You know, we were featured on an episode of Family Life Today. Actually, the His Kids Radio Alliance, you know, folks were there. Mrs. Ritchie was there talking about Down Gilead Lane. And it was mainly the His Kids Radio Alliance and the His Kids Wi-Fi radio player is what they were talking about on that episode. So Dodd was there from His Kids Radio. Dave Carl was there from Paws and Tails, and Mrs. Ritchie was there talking about Down Gilead Lane. And Lori, you got to meet all those people this
time. I did. Right? This is the first time that I've gotten to meet them. I mean, I've heard their names for a very long time, but it was really neat to actually get to meet them face to face. And just so we can assure the listeners that there were some concerns that have been expressed on our message board.
His Kids Radio
about the
streaming player.
Yes,
on our
about
website.
The quality of the His Kids. And we have heard you, and we wanted to let you know we did discuss that with the people.
They are developing a new player. I got that word straight from Buddy Dodd. So
excellent. So
don't know how long that's going to be in the works, but that is coming. So
this is Steve and Lori taking care of you.
That's right.
We make sure your concerns are addressed.
Yep.
And you know, Steve, our last podcast was a lot of fun. It was a lot of really stupid stuff.
Right. We got a little carried away with swag bags. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So it's just too fun. It's this light up ice cube.
Let's not even revisit.
Okay, so we won't do that. But we did want to assure you that we've been doing a lot of Gilead Lane stuff.
Yes.
While we've been here, a lot of CBH stuff, a lot of Gilead Lane stuff.
Had a great meeting with John Fornoff, Terry, you and me, just talking about what the future may hold.
We have spent hours upon hours while we have been here discussing the future of Down Gilead Lane, some future
and
happenings.
And CBH Ministries in
general. And, you
general.
Know, there's a lot of exciting stuff that has been going around. When you get all of us in a room, you can't help but have brain power extraordinaire and ideas just flowing. We are all creative people.
Yep.
Steve is a very creative sweater.
He's not
a suit. He's a sweater. We decided that
today. Oh, that's right, yes.
And, and so he's not officially, and I don't know if you kids know what that means, but mostly people in the higher echelons of business wear suits, and I was teasing Steve about that today, and he said, no, I'm a sweater.
Yeah, the business people are the suits, and the creative people are not suits.
And we're allowed to do whatever we
want. a sweater is somewhere in between. So
yeah,
that's
so
how
Steve,
I see it.
Steve does that very well. But we have been doing a lot of stuff. And, you know, I call it throwing out seeds when you throw out ideas. And you just you throw out all these seeds and then you pray and you see which ones God's going to make grow. What will the next big thing be? And, you know, if even one or two of these seeds grows, it's going to be so exciting. The things that happened. I mean, the things that we are talking about will be fantastic.
Yeah. And we want to make sure that even our ideas, even our seeds, are God's ideas, you know?
Yes.
I mean, he puts them in us. So, but just recognizing all these ideas and thoughts and possibilities and potential, you know, if they go anywhere, if they take root, if they grow, it's because of God. You know, he provided them and he will, you know, cause them to flourish or prosper or not.
Right. So you all can pray about the seeds.
Yeah.
You all can pray about the seeds. We love, we covet your prayers always. And we say that often, But a lot of things were discussed, and
very
exciting.
Exciting, for sure. I mean, there's stuff that, man, I wish I could talk about right now.
I know, and I know exactly what it is. I see it. And you know, you guys know Steve does not do that.
Right.
I'm always the one that Steve says, stop right there before you get any further. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, I'm going to have to cover the microphone and say, Steve, stop.
But yeah, some stuff that if it could happen, I just feel like would be so cool. It would be so
and
great.
You guys would be just woohooing.
Yep.
So we have done a lot of stuff for Gilead, and it's been very, very exciting, and we were very happy to bring you guys along with us.
Yeah,
that has been a really important part of NRB. We've been excited to share that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, speaking of kind of this being our last dispatch, NRB dispatch, we wanted to kind of do like I don't know, like sort of a review, sort of a.
Montage of thoughts.
I guess. Yeah, kind of like a wrap up. That's the word I'm looking for. Just an NRB wrap up, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, Lori and I talked a little bit as we were sort of preparing for this dispatch about, you know, just like what kind of stuff will you take with you from this, you know, convention? I was kind of like, top five ideas that you got at NRB, but I don't want to be quite that structured. Just, you know, talk a little bit, Lori, about. What kind of stuff you'll be bringing home with you, valuable stuff that you got while you were here?
Well, the first thing was just the experience. We are staying in a hotel that is 56 acres under the roof of the hotel.
Wow.
I mean, there's a river inside the hotel
with
river boats.
And fish.
And fish.
Yeah.
And fountains, dancing water. And there's every restaurant imaginable in the hotel. I mean, this is inside. It never rains because you're constantly looking up at the inside of the roof.
Right.
So that was an astounding experience for me. And I know that really wasn't an NRB thing, but that's that's what it's here for. I am taking a couple of quotes with me. Dennis Rainey said the other night, it's important to grow fruit on other people's trees.
Now, explain what that means.
Well, that means that you could have a really fantastic idea, something that has come to you, but it may not necessarily be yours. It may be yours to give to someone else.
Mm.
Did that explain
the idea
it well?
Of partnering.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody else works with you, it's far more important to get the job done than to say, it's my organizations or my idea. You know, let's work together and grow fruit on other people's trees. And I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you? Give me...
There's several. I mean, we've talked a lot about Phil Vischer in the dispatches that we've done, but I think... Yeah, there's a couple things he said that really stuck with me. The most important thing is to make God the most important thing.
Yes.
And that really, really, I felt like that was really profound stuff. Another thing he said, and this is something good to think about, I think, for a young person, just kind of the whole, what am I going to do with it when I grow up? You know, those sort of questions.
Right, because I'm still not sure what I'm going to do
when I
grow
up. Yeah. Exactly. I wish that I had thought about that maybe when I was the age of people listening to me right now, but... He said, vocation is the intersection of your great gift and the world's great need. And I just thought, yeah, that's a great way to put
that. I think you should read
that
again very slowly because it's...
Vocation, or, you know, career.
Your job.
Is the intersection of your great gift, you know, how God has gifted you, and the world's great need. So what is it
right where they meet.
Where that gift is needed, that's... where you ought to
be. That's fantastic. And I, of course, the Disney thing, if you couldn't tell from the live minutes after the Disney presentation, I mean, John and Steve and I all bumped, we didn't all sit together, but we bumped into each other at the main stage. We just couldn't quit babbling about how amazingly awesome that presentation was. Disney went all out to really, really come to NRB. This was her first time at NRB.
Yeah.
And there has been a change at Disney that is monumental for the believers who are there, who are working. You know, they've said for a long time we've kind of had to keep things quiet, and now we can say there are actually believers working at Disney.
Right.
And that was just wonderful. Aside from the geek moment of seeing the first trailer for Prince Caspian.
Right,
and...
Right.
WALL-E, which my son is already trying to do, and all those things. But they put on a really wonderful production.
Yeah.
And the exhibit hall was just, you know, that's a big, huge, larger than gymnasium-sized room that's packed wall-to-wall with just everything imaginable. That's really neat.
Yeah, so that's what we're taking away from this convention and some of the value for us. And I think it's going to trickle down and it's going
to... It will get
They're
going to
feel the value of our time here, I promise.
Yes.
But Mrs. Ritchie, she also had some thoughts that she's taken away from this convention. And she's not able to be here in the room with us
live
right now,
and in person.
Live and in person, right? Because she's a busy lady and it's kind of late.
Yeah.
But... Here's what she had to say about all that.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with Terry Ritchie, the executive director and the big boss at CBH, and just wanted to get her thoughts on this year's NRB, kind of like what Lori and I are talking about in this podcast. So, Mrs. Ritchie, here we are at NRB, and just talk to our podcast audience a little bit about the highlights for you at the convention this year.
Pretty wild place here. There's people everywhere and a lot of famous people that you would recognize from the radio and television ministries that are out here. We've got Johnny Tata, Kay Arthur, a lot of big professional names. Dr. Dobson's going to appear on Tuesday night at our banquet. And there's a rumor that someone really special might appear.
Oh yeah, we're going to be talking about that a little later.
On Tuesday morning, and we'll talk about that later. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
Cool. So as we're sort of doing a little bit of a wrap-up here, since this is Lori's last day, what would you say is the valuable thing, the thing that you'll take away, maybe a quote or something that you heard or something that you experienced here at NRB that you're going to take home with you and really kind of value as you go through this next year?
Well, on Friday when we had the Women in Christian Media meeting, that's an all-day meeting just for women who are doing media, and it was pretty powerful. We had a whole day on prayer. We talked about the purpose of prayer, the power of prayer, the praise in prayer, and then we did an hour of praying out loud, 150 to 200 women in a room. I mean, we had hands raised and people just really talking to God. Just wonderful things.
Cool. Thank you very much. What awesome things are going to happen in Down Gilead Lane this year because you came to NRB? No, I'm kidding.
I refuse to comment on the grounds of that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Terry. And let's head back to the studio/hotel room with Kelly, Steve, and Lori.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Very nice.
That was very nice. And thank you, people, for sticking with us and
Gileaditers,
listening to us talk about stuff that makes us happy and excited.
We hope it makes you happy and excited too, because it, as Steve said, it really will trickle down to you guys. Everything we've learned, we use, we put to good use.
And many of the things that we talk about do end up, you know, getting put into reality.
Right.
So that's kind of exciting to think about. We'll have more to talk about in the months to come. So.
Yes, but thus ends our precious time of being in the same state, in the same room.
Yes, now we have to go our separate ways. And
back to normal podcasting from 1,000 miles apart.
Right. Anyway, but speaking of that, look for the sort of like big intro to season 10 podcast coming up a couple weeks. And then, of course, season 10 begins the weekend of the 29th of March. Don't want to miss out on that. Of course,
right,
you know, where things left off.
Well, big bang stuff left off, you know. And you know what? I think if we end up doing a podcast right leading into the program, we will give you some fun tidbits.
Yes.
I will encourage Steve to open up about these things, and we'll share some fun stuff with you so you don't want to miss that podcast.
Yep, that's about going to do it. I hear the theme music, so I think we're out of time. Hey, we'll see you later, guys. And don't forget, every day needs a clever thing to say at the end of your podcast.
A brightly glowing ice cube.
Yes. Good night.
Goodbye. See ya. Bye. What time is he
coming? Meeting him at 10 till, so we've got about half an hour.
Okay.
At the Delta Portico. Okay. This is the second time I've ever said the word portico in my life.
What's your favorite word ever? Do you have one? I have a couple of favorite words that I just like saying.
I do. I can't think of any right now.
I
can't think of that.
I like plethora. I like to use plethora. And I...
You've been using ilk quite a bit.
Yes, I have been. And it's one of those you got to use really sparingly.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.